Hey, it's Molly Wood, and I am excited to tell you about some big changes coming to your Marketplace Tech podcast. Starting on Tuesday, September 5th, I will be hosting the show, bringing you everything you need to know about the business of tech. We will be looking at all kinds of things, including how tech is distributed across the world, how that changes everything from the nature of work, and how that changes who gets opportunity in this country. There's much more to come. I'm super excited about it, and I will see you soon.
It's Marketplace Tech for September 4th. I'm Ben Johnson. Or as I said on my first day doing this job several years ago,
it's Marketplace Tech for Friday, December 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio.
Yes, it is true. This is my last day hosting Marketplace Tech for you. And to celebrate, we're going to play you a bunch of our bits and bytes of tape from over the last few years. You ready? Let's start with something very marketplace, the New York Stock Exchange IPO of a tech company back in 2015, Box Inc.
All right, so we're here standing in the New York Stock Exchange getting ready for the official stock price.
We followed the money, yes, and the Bitcoin, but another thing we covered repeatedly was the visibility and agency, economic and otherwise, of women and people of color in the tech industry, or just their visibility and agency on tech platforms. Here's Jenna Wortham from the New York Times talking about the travel company Travel Noir, which she saw as pushing back against stereotypes on Instagram.
It challenges the stereotypes that one might have that people of color don't travel or they don't skydive or don't swim or whatever. It's like it kind of does show here are real life people doing incredible, amazing things. You could be one of them too. And I just think that in any area is really compelling and just fun.
Then there was that time that we met astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson in a conference room and asked him about a totally different but very important topic.
I think about aliens all the time. If an alien visited me and was chatting about our culture, I'd be embarrassed to say that we still fight wars over lines in the sand to extract fossil fuels out of the ground so that we can power our automobiles. The alien would just laugh, say, "What? What's wrong with you? The universe is full of energy." And then they'd leave and report back to their alien leaders that there's no sign of intelligent life on Earth. I want to get abducted so I can just have these conversations with aliens.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Another Neil on our list, talking energy and building clean technology, musician Neil Young.
First of all, any way that I can get something cleaner so that it's more efficient, so that it functions better and has less of an impact on the Earth, that's the way I want to go. That's what I want to do.
We also watched as Edward Snowden exposed the government's broad surveillance of civilians, and as Americans became more savvy about their privacy and slightly more concerned, we talked to people like hacker Moxie Marlinspike, who built the super secure communications app Signal. Signal had a big jump in users right after the election of President Donald Trump.
There's been a really substantial increase in users. The install rate is continuing to accelerate. You know, first it was 100% of normal, then 200%. Now it's up to about 400%. We've never really seen any single event in the past that has resulted in this amount of sustained day-over-day increase in interest.
Edward Snowden, by the way, retweeted our reporting there, and that story went kind of viral. Speaking of going viral, that was a topic on our podcast, Codebreaker. So was the dark web, where we went shopping with the help of Wired's Andy Greenberg.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So we're here in your apartment.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sunny day outside. We're going to buy some drugs on the dark web.
No, we're actually not going to buy drugs. We're going to buy something legal of your choosing.
We did find something legal, and yes, we bought it. You can still find more of our podcast at codebreaker.codes. More of our look back at Marketplace Tech in a few. Back with some more of our greatest bits of Marketplace Tech since I've been hosting the show over the last few years. One of the big things we followed on the show was technology's influence on pop culture. You might know Issa Rae from the show Insecure on HBO. We talked to Issa while she was still known better for her work making a show called Awkward Black Girl on YouTube, a platform where she didn't have to listen to Hollywood's message that her ideas about the black experience were too niche.
I was always told just that, that there wasn't an audience, especially when it came to content of color or even trying to have multicultural leads. Like, I wanted to create a show about Black people in college. Like, they were saying that was far left, that was too segmented. And so by the time I just had the idea for Awkward Black Girl, I was like, if they didn't want to see a show that I think is as mainstream as Black people in college, then they will never go for something like Awkward Black Girl. They will never believe that they exist even.
Right.
And so it was just a natural inclination for me to just put it directly online for an audience that I knew would appreciate it, an audience that I'd built myself.
Oh, and speaking of shows that became crazy popular, Stranger Things on Netflix and the musicians who helped score it, like Kyle Dixon of the band Survive, who talked to us about his craft.
It's the first time you hear any music in the show, and because of that, they had us try many, many different things for that. I'm pretty happy with the way that turned out.
Also, Toon Yards, a.k.a. musician Meryl Garbus.
I like to think about how messed up human beings can be and that computers totally have those glitches. For instance, I tried to use the drum machine so fast that sometimes it couldn't read my fingertip fast enough. Instead of diddle-it, 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 it comes out as diddle-it, 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 diddle-it.
And so much more, but time for this machine to glitch out or head out. That's all from me, folks. Tomorrow Marketplace is launching a brand new international cast with the BBC World Service, hosted by Anu Anand. Our tech podcast and shorter show will be hosted by Molly Wood, who you've heard many times before on this show. She'll be great. Oh, little old me? Well, I will admit, yes, I am on Facebook, and you can still hear me on the episodes of Codebreaker we have made, codebreaker.codes. That's where that is. I'll be making a new podcast with one of the most popular websites in the world. You can find more about that eventually via my Twitter feed. I'm at the Brock Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.